Welcome to the Proverbs Podcast. Our text today is Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 25. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. These past few years have been concerning, to say the least. Social norms have been altered. Relationships have been disrupted or broken as people try to cope and position themselves for what appears to be an increasingly uncertain future. Security is becoming more and more elusive as we see personal freedoms challenged and eroded. Is there hope? Can we find stability of thought and action? Can we find an acceptable pathway that will enable us to cope well amidst these troubling times? For myself, it has helped to wrestle with a better understanding of some of the words contained in today's proverb. Anxiety is defined as apprehensive uneasiness or nervousness, usually over an impending or anticipated ill. This ill need not be physical in nature, but may arise out of consideration of a mentally distressing concern or interest. The impact of issues that bombard us daily are of such concern that we may easily become overwhelmed by a sense of powerlessness. While we may be able to intellectually reconcile or understand some of the issues driving the news, most often our moral or emotional responses may dominate. It is easy to feel angry about the excesses of greed and power that are so evident in these conflicting times. The COVID pandemic has contributed to our dilemma, as the social support of family and friends have diminished, leaving many isolated and lonely. Depression has become more rampant as varying degrees of sadness and despair have ravaged people of every age, ethnicity, and status. As a pastor, I have been well aware of the concerns of people, and I have encouraged others to redirect their energies and to place their trust and hope upon God rather than men. In Luke 21:26, Christ mentions a state of affairs prior to his return whereby men's hearts would fail them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. Jesus also said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16:33. The good word of the Bible reminds us that while we may experience suffering in this life, we have the hope of God's direct intervention. In Isaiah 55:11, God reaffirms his sovereignty. I quote, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." God will restore our lives and our world into harmony with himself. Trouble will not arise a second time. Nahum 1:9. While the kingdom of darkness may dominate, it will not last. In the face of earth's final conflict, God's desire is for us to find our strength and hope in his ability to save us to the uttermost. Hebrews 7:25. As you step into today, consider these good words found in Psalm 37, verses 1 to 11. "Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity." Take courage. Today is another day for us to anticipate the Lord's will to be fulfilled in us and through us. We are not alone, and in his strength, we can find hope. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. Psalm 130 and verse 7. Have a great day. I'm Pastor Ron Nelson.